News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A high-speed chase through the nation's capital ended in gunfire right outside of the U.S. Capitol today. Authorities confirmed that the woman driving a black sedan with Connecticut plates is dead. A one-year-old child was found unharmed in the car. Law enforcement agents reportedly fired at the car multiple times after the driver tried to ram through security barricades at the White House.
We don't know which officers fired, how many rounds were fired. I will say that both at the White House and at the Capitol, the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they stopped a suspect from breaching the security perimeters both in a vehicle at both locations.
That's Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier. The woman's identity not been released, but authorities are calling it an isolated incident with no apparent connections to terrorism. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation says it knows what caused the Leo Frigo Bridge in Green Bay to sag last week. An investigation found pilings on the bridge buckled due to corrosion. Spokesman for the department said the combination of soil composition to the rise and fall of the water table caused that corrosion. Further inspections determined that additional pilings could be affected. The bridge itself is sound and in no danger of collapsing, but the investigation is expected to wrap up next week. It will remain closed indefinitely until a repair plan is put in place. Republican lawmakers want to change the state's law on Indian mascot names. Bob Hague has more.
Mike Michelson is chief of staff for the bill's assembly author, State Representative Steve Noss.
The bill does not deal with discrimination. What the bill deals with is the process. We're not having a conversation of whether an Indian logo, mascot, or nickname is discriminatory or not.
Jennifer Kammerud is with the State Department of Public Instruction, which oversees the complaint process.
The department feels that for practical purposes, the substitute amendment essentially takes away the complaint process.
Under current law, a single complaint can be enough to get DPI to order a school to remove an offensive mascot. Under this bill, complainants would have 120 days to collect signatures equal to 10% of the school's population. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former Representative Scott Suter's new job is now his old job. The former Assembly Majority Leader resigned in August to become the Public Service Commission's Administrator in the Water Division. A month later, he's leaving that. He's now the Vice President of Governmental Relations for the Wisconsin Paper Council. As you might expect, not much is moving in Washington with the government shutdown still on. Congressman Ron Kind of Wisconsin said the shutdown is, quote, not our democracy's finest hour, as Jackie Johnson reports.
U.S. Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat from La Crosse, urges his colleagues to get the federal government running again. The problem is that both Democrats and Republicans have been under tremendous pressure from their leadership not to accept any kind of compromise with the other party.
We have a broken government that needs to be fixed.
Kind has initiated discussions with some Democrats and GOP colleagues about finding a solution to the shutdown and the dysfunction coming out of Washington.
I'm just afraid that the leadership on both sides is so dug in, waiting for the other to completely capitulate.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One of Central Wisconsin's business founders has passed away. 86-year-old Edward Kresge started Wausau Tile in his Mosny garage almost 60 years ago. Vice President of Sales Tom Hale says Kresge was still very active in the operations of Wausau Tile. He said they learned about his sudden health problem as it was happening Wednesday at around noon.
I was actually making a conference call to him with the management team here. We do a weekly meeting, and he happened to be having the issue as we called him, and his daughter answered and told us what was going on.
Hale says Edward Kresge's son Bill has been the chief executive officer for Wausau Tile for a while, and he doesn't expect any significant changes in the operation. Wausau Tile has grown to over 300 staff members, and they make concrete and terrazzo products such as tables, benches, planters, pavers, and waste containers. Groundbreaking was held this morning at the Weston 3 power plant for a new type of clean air technology. It's called REACT, or Regenerative Activated Coke Technology. What they do is burn the coal to create electricity, but then pass the exhaust gases over these activated coke pellets. And by doing so, it removes sulfur dioxide, it also removes mercury and nitrogen dioxide. and it doesn't need water to do it. It's a dry process that takes care of all three and some other pollutants in one machine with one pass. It's cost-effective, and it's already in use in Europe and Japan. This is the first one on the North American continent. Mark Maurer from WPS says the system not only cleans the air, but it produces a byproduct they can sell, sulfuric acid. How much? More than you might think.
There is a lot of factors that go into how much sulfuric acid is produced, but nominal production would be 2 to 3 truck tankers a day.
The REACT system is being installed now and will be completed in 2016. Until completion, it'll add a couple hundred jobs in the construction industry. WPS will have to add 8 more people once the unit is operational. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is taking pictures of license plates, maybe yours. Why? They want to find out just how many unregistered vehicles there are in Wisconsin. The agency hired a private contractor to take photographs of 2,200 vehicles in 8 counties. One of those counties is Wood County. And they're most likely going to take pictures of the rear plate. That's where the stickers are at. They want to find out just how many vehicles are on the road with outdated stickers. The survey is expected to last until next summer. They'll also send out 500 mail surveys to homes as well. The DOT will use the results to see if they can make the registration process more convenient and or cost-effective. They cannot issue citations if you are driving an unregistered or expired vehicle. All they can do is take the pictures. DOT Motor Vehicle Program Specialist Vicki Vandeventer says that they will be using marked vehicles as DOT inspectors and they will have proper identification. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Periods of rain continuing, maybe some thunder. East winds at 5 miles per hour and a low temperature of 55 degrees. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and maybe some thunderstorms Friday. High 69, the winds will be east at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night. Could be a soggy night for football, low of 59. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain and thunder on Saturday, high of 68. Then mostly cloudy, cool, breezy on Sunday, some light showers or drizzle in the morning, high of 53. Look for partly cloudy and 62 on Monday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.